Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
And you know why? And you know why? You know why we're saying that? We're saying that because if I, a guy who knows this business, if I did a tenth of what she did, I would be in jail today.
Yeah, no. Good luck in prison. Good luck there, Michael Flynn. Yes, good luck, General. So the Inspector General Michael Horowitz report has come out today. It is 566 pages. And guess what I've been doing for the last hour and a half? I have the executive summary. I guess we should read it together. If you want it, you have it if you are signed up for the homework each day. If you are on the, I want the homework list. If you go to randyrhodes.com and in the top right-hand corner, you'll see two little ovals. And one says, sign me up, and that will get you the homework delivered to your inbox every single day. And then the one next to it is merch, and that will get you to the site for the T-shirts that we sell. But the important one today is the sign up button, because if you want this report, if you are signed up for the homework, you have it. It's in your morning homework, because we went and we inserted it after the report came out, so that when you click on the homework link, you will have the report that was just issued, and you can read it at your leisure. If you want to follow along with us today, that's a good way to do it. If you don't get the homework email, sign up for it, because that's what we do. We make sure that you get everything that you would need to understand the world around ye is what we do. All right. So in a nutshell, I will tell you that this report, as far as I've gotten, I've finished the executive summary, and then I skipped. Okay. I skipped to chapters 5, 6, 7, and 12. Why did I do that? Because I'm interested in finding out what prompted Comey to give that press conference alone? What did they say about Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton's tarmac meeting? Did that affect Comey's decision to go it alone, to go public, to take the podium by himself? Answer there. In a nutshell, yeah, it did. The IG still thinks it was an error in judgment. The Inspector General Michael Horowitz said that the way that he did that, was insubordinate, that he should have still included Loretta Lynch in a interagency, briefing, to tell the Department of Justice, at least tell the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch at the time, that he was going to give this press conference, because the truth now we know is that Comey didn't tell anybody at the DOJ that he was going to give this press conference, saying that Hillary Clinton, while careless, no reasonable prosecutor would have prosecuted her for any violation, right? And so he only told Loretta Lynch, he only told Sally Yates, he only told them after he had notified the press that he was giving a press conference. What's interesting, though, is Loretta Lynch, because she knew she was compromised by that Bill Clinton tarmac meeting, Loretta Lynch didn't say, and what did you find? Or are you going to be including me? She didn't say anything. She didn't ask him any questions about, what he was going to say or what he found. She asked nothing. So he kind of felt like he didn't need to tell her anything because she wasn't asking anything. The Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, said, no, we still think it was an error in judgment that he gave that press conference. And that when Comey said that he had a choice between two doors, one was conceal, the other one was transparency, and he chose transparency because he felt that according to the way the election was moving along, that if Hillary Clinton won, which he thought she would, it would create an illusion that she was an illegitimate president. And so this is why he said he decided on transparency. Now, the IG, the independent, Inspector General of the Justice Department, Michael Horowitz, found that Comey did make that decision in error, but that there was absolutely nothing that showed political bias or that Comey did this because of politics. This is what it says, quote, we found no evidence that the conclusions by department prosecutors were affected by bias or other improper considerations. Rather, we concluded that they were based on the prosecutor's assessment of facts, that's Comey, the law, and past department practice. Basically, what the IG is saying is there is no deep state. Okay, there just isn't. And that what happened here affected Hillary Clinton negatively, not Donald Trump. Got it? Good. Because that's what he found. Now, with regard to Strozak and Page, that's much more complicated. The IG did not find that Strozak was without bias, okay? And we can go through this whole thing. But let's deal with whether or not Hillary, you know, should be locked up or she committed crimes or anything else. The inspector general said, no. She didn't do anything that was prosecutable. Nothing at all. It was sloppy. He also found that not only did she use her personal server for official business, but for all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.